A popular question in the tourism paper is thinking about what problems and conflicts are created by tourism and also how these are then managed. So from the specimen paper, a 6-mark question, which had 3 levels of response, was: you have investigated the problems and conflicts caused by tourists visiting areas. Name a place you have studied where tourism creates problems. Explain how the problems are being managed. And that's for 6 marks. You don't get any marks for naming the place. You get all the 6 marks for the quality of your explanation. Now, really importantly here, the question is asking you about how problems are managed. So in terms of how you go about structuring your answer to this question, you make sure you essentially write, these are the problem, this is how it's managed. This is another problem, this is how it's managed. And if you do that and remember to your PEEL structure, you should guarantee yourself 6 marks, but again, you must make sure to get level 3. You got some place-specific or name-specific information and detail. So an example of a level 3 response may be to this question. In Hawkshead, which is in the Lake District National Park, too much traffic is on narrow streets, causing problems like congestion, air pollution, and a risk of accidents. To manage the problem, a bypass was built around the town and the centre of the town was pedestrianised. This made it safer for people to walk in the centre. Local cars are allowed into the village if they have permits, but all tourist vehicles have to use the bypass, which leads to a large pay-and display car park, which they can then either walk into the middle of Hawkshead from or get essentially a park and ride bus service into the middle of Hawkshead, and therefore managing the problems of congestion, air pollution and risk of accidents. So what we've got there, we've got specific details for a place where there are problems outlined and then how are these problems being managed. And that would achieve a level 3 mark, 5, 6 out of 6.